Sagt der Heilige Mischna weiter, man sagt es Meister Sheini, Peri Gimel, Mischna Ches. Eretz Yisrael has Kiddusha. The Mishnah tells us in Masecht is Kalim. Cities surrounded by walls in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Any city has more Kiddusha. Yerushalayim has Kiddusha within the walls of Yerushalayim. Then you have the Harabayas. The Harabayas has even more Kiddusha. And then you have the Azara. When you went up the Harabayas, you actually had to go upstairs to get to the Azara. The Azara was higher than the rest of the Harabayas. Zakta the Mishnah. Halashachis, these are rooms that were benuyas b'kodesh, built in the walls of the Azara. Upsuchas l'choil, they're open l'choil. When we say l'choil, we mean, and normally choil means like weekday or chulin, lack of kiddusha. It's open to the Harabayas. The Harabayas had kiddusha, but compared to the Azara, it was considered choil. So try to picture, you have the wall of the Azara, and then there's this room that's built in the wall. Could be part of the room protrudes into the Azara, but the only way to get into this room is from the outside of the Azara. The Pesach is to the Harabayas. Zakta the Mishnah Toichan, the inside of this room, does not have Kedushas Azara. Rather, Chayil. It's considered like Harabayas. You can't eat Kachi Kaddishim there, for example. Kachi Kaddishim can only be eaten in the Azara. You can't Shecht Kaddishim Kalim over there. Kaddishim Kalim can only be shechted in the Azara. B'gagoy Seyen, the roof of this chamber, if it's equal, explains the Batanura to the floor of the Azara. And it's possible because, as we explained, you're coming up the hill. So you can have the doorway on one side, but on the other side, the roof is equal to the Azara. The Azara was higher than the Harabais. If that's the case, Taka, that the roof of this room is equal to the floor of the Azara, then Kodesh, the roof, has a din of Kodesh. You can eat Kachi Kodesh in there. What's interesting, if the roof was higher than the floor of the Azara, then the halach is that the roofs of these rooms did not get the Kedushas HaAzara. Now, let's say the other way around. Let's say Benuyas Bechayel, that these rooms built in the walls of the Azara are basically on the outside, but Psuchas LeKodesh, the opening is to the inside of the Azara, then the din is Toichen Kodesh. Then the inside of this room has a din of Azara. Whatever you can do in the Azara, you can do in these rooms. V'gagay Seyen Chayil. But the rooftop does not have Kiddushas HaAzara, even if it's equal, explains the Teres Yisrael, to the floor of the Azara. L'maisa, this room is built to the outside. If it is Benuyais B'Kodesh HaBachayil, if the room is built on both sides, in other words, imagine the wall would be in the middle, and you have this room over here built in the wall, but it protrudes on both sides, on the outside and on the inside. Upsuchas l'kodesh l'chayil, and there's an opening, there's a doorway, both to the outside and to the inside. So then the din is, it depends where you're standing. V'keneged ha'kodesh v'l'kodesh kodesh, you have to touch these words carefully. V'keneged ha'kodesh, the part of the room that's in the area of kodesh and inward toward the Azara, toward the Azara, that's Kodesh. Whatever you can do in the Azara, you can do over there. Mikeneged achoyel v'lachoyel, the part of the room that is in the area which is not Azara, and toward the outside, choyel, that has a den of choyel. That just has a den of the Harabais. So if there is a doorway only on one side, wherever the doorway is, that's where the room is. Even if the room is physically inside or outside, but if the doorway is to the inside, it's inside. If the doorway is to the outside, it's outside. You have a doorway on both sides, then it depends where you're standing. We don't say the whole room is automatically inside or the whole room is automatically outside. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, if you may or may not remember from the Masechtas Midos, the Taka was one such room that was built on both sides. It was on the northwest part of the Azara. It had doorways on both sides. It was called a Beis HaMoiked. And on the inside, there were Taka beams that protruded to show the Kaihanim that if you take one more step, you're outside of the Azara, and be careful not to eat the Kachay Kaddish in there. I remember one of my Rosh Hashivas used to say when we once mentioned this Mishnah, wherever the Pesach is, wherever your mouth is, what goes in and what comes out of your mouth, that determines who you are. Doesn't make a difference where you're standing. Sometimes we're in places we don't want to be, but if you're careful with your mouth, you're in the Hegdish, and sometimes we're in the Beis HaMikdash. But if our mouth is l'chayil, Unfortunately, it's called Chayil.